Support for this podcast comes from U.S. Bank. When it's time for a new credit card, the best ones do way more than just buy stuff. And that's why U.S. Bank offers credit cards that make every day more rewarding. Earn cash back, score points when you shop, dine out, travel, or binge watch, or get a low intro APR. U.S. Bank credit cards were designed to fit your lifestyle. So make every day more rewarding and check out usbank.com/creditcard. U.S. Bank credit cards are issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Sam Pascoe, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. Each episode, we whip around the top players, injuries, and game notes to help you dominate your fantasy game. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod and sign up for a free trial subscription. We first start with the top player headlines in Major League Baseball. G-Man Choi is scheduled to undergo arthroscopic right knee surgery on Wednesday. An official timeline for his return likely won't be announced until surgery is completed, but the Rays are planning on Choi being sidelined for around 3 to 5 weeks. Blue Jays outfielder George Springer is progressing well from his grade 2 oblique strain, but his readiness for opening day remains in doubt. Grade 2 strains typically take several weeks to recover from, so the fact that he's even in contention for opening day is a positive sign. The Blue Jays won't make a decision on whether to send him to the injured list until the last minute. Shohei Ohtani was removed from Monday night's spring game due to an apparent right middle finger injury. Ohtani was looking at his right hand throughout the inning, so there's certainly a possibility that there's nothing more than a blister issue. Giants outfielder Mike Yastrzemski was sent for x-rays after a pitch hit his hand on Monday against the Athletics, but the Giants medical staff is optimistic about his outlook. In NBA player news, Bradley Beal is questionable for Tuesday's game. Beal was absent from Monday's win over Indiana due to a bruised hip, but he remains questionable for the team's second half of the back-to-back. Jerome Robinson received a start on Monday's game because of Beal's absence, and while he did virtually nothing on offense, he did pick up 3 steals and 3 blocks. Today brings a light slate of NBA action consisting of only 4 games. Here are some players to consider when constructing your lineup. Terry Rozier is having an excellent season in the scoring department, averaging 20.5 points per game. He's been even better since LaMelo Ball went down, averaging 24.3 points across the last 4 games. Add in the averages of 5.3 rebounds and 5.5 assists during that stretch, and he's an appealing target against a Wizards team that has played at the fastest pace in the league. Tobias Harris at the forward position is interesting as well. Harris has increased his production across the board since Joel Embiid went out, averaging 24 points, 8.1 rebounds, 5 assists, and 1.4 steals across his last 8 games. Not only has he averaged 18 shot attempts per game during that stretch, but he's converted 52.8% of his attempts. Until Embiid returns, Harris should continue to have an extremely high floor. For the complete breakdown, check out Mike Barner's Yahoo DFS Basketball Tuesday Picks article on rotowire.com/pod. For more fantasy news and stats, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. With this free subscription, you'll get access to every sport and our daily fantasy sports tools for 10 days. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.